I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. More than 2,200 drivers in Colorado have been ticketed over the past year for failing to change lanes when passing emergency vehicles with lights flashing. The tally comes 1 year after a state trooper was struck and killed by a truck while stopped for a crash on Interstate 25. The death prompted passage of an act that increased penalties for failing to change lanes or slow down for emergency vehicles stopped on highways. The western Colorado resort town of Crested Butte will likely be the first to tax users of short-term and vacation rentals like Airbnb at a higher rate than traditional lodging establishments such as hotels or bed and breakfasts. Chad Rich from KBUT in Crested Butte has more.
The town of Crested Butte is one step closer to setting a 5% sales tax on short-term rentals that will create revenue for affordable housing. The ordinance passed its first reading and is set for public hearing at the next meeting. In the November 7th election, voters approved the tax at a ratio of about 4-1. The town could begin collecting taxes on short-term rentals on January 1st if the ordinance passes its readings in December.
That's Chad Rich reporting from Crested Butte. And business leaders in Estes Park say they're worried about a proposal to significantly increase entrance fees at national parks such as Rocky Mountain National Park. The head of the Estes Park Economic Development Corporation says he's concerned the proposal hasn't been thought out and that tourists might decide to go elsewhere. The National Park Service is taking public comment on the increases through December 22nd. This is 91.5 KRCC News.